Okay, let's do a little bit of Ezekiel 30. What is this? 37? All right, I'm sorry. Paul, Robbie, and I switched for today, and I forgot. It's my fault. All right, let's... great text. This is the dry bones, isn't it? Hayathah alai yad Yahweh. And the she, third singular feminine, Hayathah from Hayah, the subject is yad Yahweh. The hand of Yahweh was al-I, upon me, al-I. V'yotzieni, and he, Hifil, caused me to go, beruach, in beruach Yahweh, construct, in the ruach of Yahweh. And he, yinicheni, he caused me to rest from nuach, Hifil of nuach, he caused me to rest in Tok HaBeka, in the midst of the Beka. Beka means a big broad valley. Okay? In fact, today, that's the Beka Valley is still the name of the valley in Lebanon. The midst of the Beka. Interesting, it's the Beka, as though we all know what valley this is. Y'all know. Probably the valley in front of Megiddo, where the great Armageddon, Mount Megiddo battle, is supposed to be fought. So this is very tied into those apocalyptic expectations, which was sort of a key point militarily, that the pass of Megiddo was the only way through from north to south, and then you have that big broad with Jezreel, Esdraelon, called by different names. It's probably the battle. All right, so we're sort of here seeing the results of the ultimate battle between good and evil. He and she, that is the valley, was full of, Milay, was full of etzemoth bones. Etzem is bone. Two, Vahevirani, and he, Hifil, avar, cross over, he caused me to cross, pass through, Alehem upon them, Saviv, Saviv, round and round, round. Saviv means around, round, round. Vahine, and look at this. Rabot ma'od, great in number, very. Rav, very many, upon the panei habika, upon the face of the valley, we'd say the floor, the ground of the valley. And look at this, yivashoth ma'od, very dry. Yavash means to be dry. Dry, very. So many, very, and dry, very. Three. V'yomer Eli, and he said to me, Ben Adam, son of man, Ha, tichyenu ha-etzemoth, ha-ela. Ha is hey interrogative. Tichyena, imperfect, third feminine plural, tau prefix, na suffix, don't see that every day, of chaya, to be alive. The subject is the bones, the these ones. And he said to me, son of man, will these bones live? Kaya. Va'omar, and I said, Adonai Yahweh, ata yadata. Adonai Yahweh, you know. Ata, you know. Four. V'yomer Eli, and he said to me, Hinave al ha'atzamoth ha'ela. Hinavi, hinave. Niphal imperative, nava, to prophesy. In the Niphal, prophesy upon these bones, and amarta, say alehem to them, ha etzemoth ha yivashoth. Here the hey is probably vocative. It's a legitimate use of the hey. O bones, dry ones, shmu devar Yahweh. Hear, imperative, hear the word of Yahweh. Pretty stupid idea to go prophesy to a bunch of dead bones and say, hear the word of Yahweh. Though there will be Sundays when... Five. Ko amar Adonai Yahweh la'atzmoth ha'ela. Thus has said Adonai Yahweh to these bones. Hine, behold, ani, I, may, vi. participle, hifil participle of bo. I am about to cause to come or bring bakem in you ruach, ruach, and chayithem, kal perfect vowel consecutive, and y'all will chaya, live. Six, v'nathati, and I gave upon, and I will give upon you gedim. Now we get into tough vocab. Gedim is, what's gedim? Sinews, muscles, something like that. And I will bring up upon you, hifil of Allah, basar, meat, flesh. And I will pull over. Karam means to cover something, kind of like stretching something over something. And I will cover upon you or skin. And I will give in you ruach, and you will chaya. And not just chaya, but yadatem, yadatem ki ani Yahweh. And you will yada that I am Yahweh. That's the point. Seven. And I prophesied as tsuwithi. Look at that, tsuwithi, a nice pu'al of tsawa. And I prophesied as I was commanded, passive, and yehi, there was a kol, a sound. Ka, as hinavi, nifal, infinitive with suffix, as my prophesying, or as I prophesied. Vahine, and wow, hine, a ra'as, a clatter, a noise, a ra'as. And tikravu etzamim, and bones drew near, bone to its bone. Good Hebrew, bone to its bone, one to another. All right? Leg bone connected to the shin bone. Eight, ra'at. Ra'ithi, and I saw, I looked, v'hene alehem, and upon them sinews and flesh came up and covered over upon them skin from above, milama'ala. V'ruach ein bahem, and ruach not in them. We got everything but ruach. Nine. V'yomer Eli, and he said to me, prophesy to the ruach. Prophesy, Ben Adam, and say to the Ruach, Koamar Adonai Yahweh, may Arba Ruchoth, Arba is a number. Remember we did numbers at the end, guys? Four. From four winds, Bo'i, come, Ha Ruach, O Ruach. It's a strange sort of Ruach that's supposed to come from four winds at once. This is not your everyday, ordinary Ruach. From four winds come, O Ruach, and Nafach, breathe, Ba Harugim, in the Harug ones. Harug is the kal passive participle of Harag, the slain ones, the these ones, and they will chaya. Note the non-wow consecutive form here at the end of verse 9. Imperfect without wow consecutive, probably a purpose clause, sort of a, you know, a clear future intended result. So you can translate this and breathe in the these slain ones so that they will live. Vahinavethi, and I prophesied as he commanded me, and Tavo Bahem HaRuach, and it came in them, the Ruach did. Vayichyu, and they lived, and they stood upon their regals, a Kyle Gadol, a great army. Kyle means force, power. Here, army. And look at how the two ma'oths from verse 2, where they were many ma'od and dry ma'od, are now ma'od ma'od. Get it? They were very many and very dry, and now they're a very, very big Kyle host. Wow. We've gone from very bad to very, very alive. and powerful. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. 11. V'yomer Eli, and he said to me, Ben Adam, ha'atzimoth ha'ela, these bones, the bones of these, are kol beith Yisrael, Hema, all the house of Israel, they, Hema, they are. Behold, Omerim saying, they are saying, Yavashu etzmothekem, our bones have dried up. Va'avada tikwathenu, our tikwa. Tikwa is from kawa, to hope, expect. Our hope, our expectation. Hebrew word is the Hebrew, kawa isn't really hope, it's expectation. There's a difference. It's not just, gee, I hope this happens, but I expect it to happen. The only thing I don't know is when. Our hope is avad, has perished. We are cut off. Gazar means cut off. Nifal perfect. We have been cut off, usually as in cut off from the land of the living, like in Isaiah 53. We have been cut off to us, whatever that means, with reference to ourselves. We're you know, cut off from the pack, huh? 12. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Ko amar Adonai Yahweh, behold, I am potheach, opening up the kivrothekem, your kevers, your graves. Grave, kever. From kavar to cover, isn't it? No, that's English. Your graves, and I will cause to go up you, and I will cause you to go up from your kevers, Ami, my people. And I will bring you to the Admath Yisrael, to the land of Israel. Loaded term in Ezekiel. The Admath Yisrael is always the place where God is on earth. 13. And you will know that I am Yahweh in my pachah, in my opening your graves and in my bringing you up from your graves, my people. And I will put my ruach in you, and you will live. And I will cause you to rest, from Nuach again, cause you to rest upon your Admath, your Adama. And you will know that I, Yahweh, have spoken, and I have acted, Asa. I have done, I have accomplished, Ne'um Yahweh, Oracle of Yahweh. A couple of quick comments. One, obviously, a good resurrection text, though a lot of commentators don't think this has to do with the resurrection of the body and life of the world to come. It has to do with sort of a hope speech, because they say the people are without hope. Well, yeah, but the whole metaphor is not just bones, but dead bones, dry bones, decomposed bodies, right? I mean, it's a very powerful image of resurrection. Secondly, it's the spirit that brings life. And that breathing in the spirit is reminiscent of Genesis 2. This is new creation language, kind of in fact, even kind of getting the whole bodies put together. He's got bones and stuff, and he's got it all laid out, except one thing's missing, ruach, see. Interesting, the Septuagint here used, I forget what though, it's one of these breathe-in words. It's used in the New Testament. It's used in the New Testament, I think, only in, you know where? John 20, with the breathing into his disciples. Yeah, that's got to be a connection. Interesting. And then, of course, the people are a great host, and their hope isn't dried up anymore, and you can do something with that, and we got to go.